Hi, Ragini again. Welcome to video number 5. Grab that obstacle and relax. Obstacles are things that we meet every day that keep us from being free to go with the flow. And these everyday obstacles produce stress. Running in that race to win. Running in the race is fine, but if you're running to win, it's incredibly stressful. And who's going to run in a race not to win? Even your own goal you set up for yourself. Jumping through hoops at the office, being chased by overwhelm and deadlines, oh my goodness, or hitting your head against a brick wall, not just once, but perhaps twice or many times. All of these are stressful. And yet there are 4 core obstacles to reaching your goal in this training. So we're going to identify those so you know what we're working with. The first obstacle is the direction filter, which functions inside of your brain. It's hardwired in, it's nothing we can take out, and it's biologically driven. It filters your experience in life for pleasure versus pain. And it's set up to either move you towards pleasure or away from pain. And that is generally what drives all of our actions in life, is the direction filter. It's actually not even general. It does direct exactly how we're going to move. It drives the brain and the body in its choices. Now, this is very smart for biological survival. You move towards pleasure to procreate the species. You move away from pain to make sure you don't die and the species goes on. However, applying the same thing to your emotional and psychological survival is disastrous because of the unresolvable dilemma and interdependent polar pairs. You can't get away from the one you want to move away from, and you can't hold on to the one you want. So it creates, the direction filter creates an unconscious polarization in the presence of any set of polar opposites, so that you're going to want one and you're going to want to move away from the other one, or you're going to want both and be frozen. This influences the worldview that you have and all of your decision making. It's incredibly, incredibly powerful. And this is one of the core things that we are hitting at in this training, to give a new option to the direction filter. The 6-step process that you're going to learn in this training installs the new option into the direction filter. So the old option is to move toward pleasure and to move away from pain. That creates polarizing. The new option is to move away from making an either-or choice, this or that, and to move toward the both-and choice, the new option, which neutralizes polarization. Now, this is pretty amazing because you're not getting rid of the direction filter. You can't do that. As I said, it's hardwired in. But we're using it to actually propel you towards the higher level perception that frees you to live a happier and more peaceful life. Pretty cool, huh? It's pretty neat. Okay, the second core obstacle is claiming your identity as your behavior, your thought, and your emotion. And we touched on this earlier. The reason for this is because behavior, thought, and emotion are all subject to duality, opposites, and unresolvable dilemmas. This means that you cannot sustain a positive sense of self if the reality you're looking at yourself through is based on comparison. Interesting. So this identification with behavior, thought, and emotion actually blocks your movement of your identity to a higher level of consciousness with a more expanded view that allows you to see opposites and duality and unresolvable dilemmas in a completely different light. Dag Hammarskjöld once said, "You are not the oil, you are not the air, merely the point of combustion, the flashpoint where the light is born." So beautiful. Supporting our somehow little knowing somewhere inside that we're more than we think we are. Walt Whitman in The Leaves of Grass said, "I am a multitude. I do not trouble my spirit to vindicate itself or to be understood. I see the elementary laws never apologize." And one of the elementary laws that we're talking about here is opposites and what it does to your identity when you are unaware that you are more than what your personality is destined to perceive. And our wonderful Carl Jung said, "The self is a circle whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere." Paradox. Understand that, and there's a lot of freedom. The third core obstacle is our unawareness of reality's multiple levels, which we touched on in the first video. Here's examples: tangible and intangible, internal and external, horizontal and vertical, in time and timeless, real and illusory. Simply becoming aware of multiple levels opens up brand new doors for trusting your own experience and becoming more courageous in your adventuring of internal exploration. Really useful. Multiple levels exist simultaneously. Here's examples: physical, individual, mental, relational, emotional, familial. There's many, many, many multiple levels of experience that we can have, and they all exist at the same time. So clearly what you have to do is be able to move between them. But what we do instead is we collapse these levels or we delete them. And we're going to talk about that more in one of the future modules in the training. When you can move between these levels, you will have more freedom to gain awareness and presence. Trying to hold them up is hard work, as you can see from these little guys. There are simpler ways to do it, but this is usually the two ways that we manage to simplify this complexity. The fourth core obstacle is the lack of a new neural pathway in the brain. Without a new neural pathway to carry these mystical perspectives, they can't set themselves up in housekeeping in the cells. They need to have their address in the muscles of the body. Without it, there is no delivery system for the integration of this information into your body and into your being so that it can become your own personal practical wisdom. Borrowed knowledge doesn't really give you transformation. Your own practical wisdom does. Without a new neural pathway, the brain cannot embrace the tension between the interdependent polar pairs that is so essential because, as we talked about in the Beggar's Secret teleseminar, life is the tension between interdependent polar pairs. And the last part of this is that rewiring your brain to have a new neural pathway is a total body experience. And in the beginning, it can feel rather unpleasant. I was known for my trainings being hard on the brain, and people would come after the first day with their bottles of aspirin as they could feel this new neural pathway being laid down in the brain as they struggled to embrace paradox and all of the issues around unresolvable dilemmas and interdependent polar pairs. You can assess your brain's response to paradox. There's a cute way to do it because it evolves over time. The first time you run into it, as I said, it hurts, and we call that a brain fry. Then it kind of moves to crossed eyes, where you keep failing at your effort to see polar opposites as partners. And then there's the stuttering brain, where you're actually engaging in the actual recording or rewiring of the brain as it's able to see these polar opposites as partners. It continues on a little more to the blip, where now you have a momentary holding of the polar opposites together, which is a little different than the ones that preceded it. Then it evolves to calm seas, where you can actually go back and forth between the two poles of an interdependent polar pair. You just go back and forth using the infinity loop. It's very, very pleasant. And then there's the final one, which is called brain slide, where you can hold both of them simultaneously. That's like looking at that earlier picture of the old woman or the hag and the beautiful young girl that are made of the same lines. Holding them simultaneously is called a brain slide. That's when it neutralizes your brain and depolarization completely unfolds. What does that mean? I'll use an example from flying on an airplane in first class, if you've ever done that. They have, and I think they're available now to buy, headphones that you can put on that are operating at a wavelength which is the equal opposite of the sound of the plane flying. So what you hear when you put them on is silence. And when you can hold both opposites of a polarity in your mind at the same time, it neutralizes the polarization and you are free to experience quiet, and it slides you into a higher state of consciousness, that place on our visual pictures earlier beyond the mind. Very cool, very cool is what it is. Okay, here's the old ways that we all normally view polarities. There's three of them. First, we choose one over the other. This is what we all do. Decide which one is better and which one is worse. Yes to one, no to the other. Then you set out with your action. Get rid of the one you don't want and hold on to the one you do want. And this is driven by the direction filter. Nothing you can do about that. The second way to view polarities is to unify them by jumping to a higher level of perception. And many spiritual paths seem to do this. It holds both poles as essentially one, which is nice and true at one level. And yet, the problem is that when you do this, you ignore or deny their differences. And that creates problems. This choice is also driven by the direction filter. The third and final way that we normally view polarities is to compromise or synthesize by taking the best of both poles. Inadvertently, when we do this, we throw away the worst of both poles. And this can create two ways of confusion. When the new synthesis that you've made evokes its own opposite, because we live in the world of opposites. When a new synthesis arises, then it will automatically evoke its opposite. Or your compromise will meet a multitude of resistances because all the worst things have been thrown out into the system and have to find a way to be dealt with. So they come at you from many different places. This is also driven by the direction filter. Now, the new way to view polarities is what we are going to install in this training. Accept the reality of interdependent polar pairs. Acknowledge the value, the purpose, and the uniqueness of each extreme and opposite perception, and hold all viewpoints as valid and incomplete. Now, this means that in a circular place, there are 360 viewpoints. Okay? This particular view is driven by awareness, and you want to be able to hold all the viewpoints that are possible as valid and incomplete. Valid because it's what it looks like from that point of view, but incomplete in relationship to the whole picture. You want to be able to see friction and pressure between opposites as creative dynamic tension, not antagonism. You want to see every part of life's flow as valuable and essential to the whole picture, not just to the little part you're looking at. An innovative action arises out of this way of looking at things by an interaction between your intuitive wisdom and the raw data of the dilemma, the actual information that's there. Again, driven by awareness. The painter passes through states of fullness and of emptiness. That is the whole secret of art. No clinging to one or avoiding the other. To be real is to be surrounded by mystery. Whenever you can embrace interdependent polar pairs and unresolvable dilemmas and allow yourself to become larger than the problem, you will automatically find yourself surrounded by mystery. And I love this comment. I should be content to look at a mountain for what it is and not as a comment on my life. Wouldn't that be a grand freedom, to look at whatever is arising for what it is and not as a comment on who you are? Okay, guys, here's your homework. How would you deal with the core interferences to living with paradox? where is your brain in its response to paradox? Remember our assessment, the evolution? Where is your brain in its evolution in response to paradox? And which of the three old ways to relate to opposites do you think that you experience or find the most in your experience in everyday life? Okay, hope you enjoyed. See you in the next video. Much love.